well in a little while this morning. All right, lots to talk about this morning. A new study showing that a group of women here in South Africa has shown that a disproportionate amount of the HIV virus went into a hidden state in their bodies, which made it difficult to treat them. In other words, people are on antiretroviral drugs. The virus goes into a state that makes it difficult to find a way to get them off these drugs by removing the virus completely. So you take the ARVs, the virus is still somewhere in your body. Let's get someone to explain this to us, and someone who really does understand it. And it is Dr. Salim Abdul Karim, Director for the Center of AIDS Program of Research in Southern Africa, and Chair also, of course, of UNAIDS, world-class scientist on the line now. Professor Karim, hi, good morning, and thank you for your time this morning.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning to all the listeners.
Okay, we know that if you're HIV positive and you take your antiretroviral drugs, you don't get full-blown AIDS, but the HIV virus is still in your body. Where does it hide?
So what happens is that when somebody gets infected, a small amount of their virus goes into the deep tissues and it hides away. And it hides away from the body's immune system, it hides away from antiretroviral drugs, and it stays in there. And so you have to take antiretroviral treatment for life. If you don't take it for life, and if you stop it, even if you stop it briefly, then what happens is that the viruses that are hiding in the deep tissues, we call it the viral reservoir, that those viruses in that viral reservoir will come back. And so that has been the biggest problem, the biggest challenge to us curing HIV. That even if we treat somebody, these hidden viruses that go into these deep tissues inside the cells, they stay there forever. And so we can't treat them and we can't prevent them from going and hiding there up to now.
Okay, so what's different about these cases, these nine women? What's different about them?
So these nine women provided us for the first time the ability to look at viruses over a long period and to look at which viruses go into this viral reservoir. Up to now, we have always thought that the reservoir is laid down. The viruses that go into these deep tissues go in there when you first become infected. And then after that, you know, a few viruses continue replenishing it. But mostly we thought that when you first got infected, that's when the reservoir is created. Now, these women have, you know, turned that thinking on its head completely. And they've given us a whole new way of thinking about a cure for HIV. Because what these women show us is that actually most of the viruses, 71% of the viruses in the reservoir, actually enter the reservoir when you start antiretroviral treatment. Now that means that they're not already there. So if we can do something at the time we start your treatment, we can prevent them from going into the reservoir. And that means that you'll then have a very small reservoir left. And that might be a small enough that we can find a cure for those. So that's what these nine women provide us with a whole new way of thinking now about how to cure HIV.
Sure. I mean, it's incredible how much research is going into HIV, world's top minds dealing with it. It seems slowly we're getting closer and closer to, I mean, the first big breakthrough, of course, was just keeping people alive. We've managed to do that and to live normal lives, have normal life expectancy. But the big, you know, the big thing would, of course, be finding a cure and then a vaccine. It seems slowly we're getting closer and closer in some way.
You're absolutely right. I mean, science is moving forward. And it's really, when you do science in this kind of way, you know, where we have worked together with people like Professor Carolyn Williamson and Melissa Rose from the University of Cape Town, the group here at Caprisa in Durban, with Nigel Garrett, and then our colleagues and our collaborators in the U.S., Ron Sonstrom at the University of North Carolina. When you put all these great minds together, you know, it provides us with almost like a perfect storm of people who think together and they add value to each other. And I sit there and marvel and I watch all of them you know, coming together and putting their minds and fixing and finding, you know, solutions to problems. And so that's why I'm so optimistic that, you know, we can beat this disease.
Professor, I really do appreciate the time, and more strength to you and your team. Dr. Salim Abdul Karim, Director of the Center for AIDS, the AIDS Program of Research in South Africa, and Chair, of course, of UNAIDS. 40 minutes.